USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After months of negotiations, legislators have agreed on a long-awaited COVID-19 relief bill that will boost unemployment payments and aid to small businesses. The agreement would establish a temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefit and a $600 direct stimulus payment to most Americans. The measure is expected to be voted on today. President-elect Joe Biden and incoming First Lady Jill Biden will both publicly receive their first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine in Delaware on Monday. The CDC announced Sunday people who are ages 75 and older and frontline essential workers should be next in line to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Those groups follow frontline healthcare workers and nursing home residents who have already begun receiving the vaccine 2 weeks ago. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California has begun a 10-day quarantine period after a staff member tested positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.